October 19th.
Therefore, the compiler of Srimad Durja Kanapini, Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, taking evidence from especially the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, is now proving that bhakti is not only the topmost goal, but she is also supremely independent and self-manifested. Therefore, by hearing from the independent Mahapurush, the Uttam Bhagavad, then bhakti appears in the heart. But also by the association of the Madhyam Adhikari, then bhakti comes. So is it a question of bhakti not being independent? No. Because the bhakti present in the heart of devotee, that simply goes to the heart of the sadhak. Therefore, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the conversations of the Namayogendras with Srinimi Maharaj, then they said, Smaranno Smarayantischa. The devotees in association, they remember Krishna and they cause others to remember Krishna. Bhakti samjatiya bhakti. Therefore, bhakti is the cause of bhakti. So in sadhu sangha, then sometimes the devotee's voice choke, their hair stand on end, and tears pour from their eyes. But the idea of bhakti is not caused by anything else. Bhakti is only caused by bhakti. How Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, when they would meet, they would not discuss any other topics, how are you, etc. But simply they would discuss Krishna Katha and especially Gopi Katha. They would forget if it was day or night and all ecstatic symptoms would appear in their bodies. Therefore, bhakti is not caused by anything. Bhakti is caused only by bhakti. Therefore, her independence and self-illumination qualities remain. But in other types of sadhana, this is not seen. In the jnanis, they adopt the sadhana of meditation, but their goal is brahma-sayuj, mukti. The yogis adopt yam, niyam, pranayam, dhyan, atyahara, etc. And their goal, but their goal is paramatma-sayuja, to mix with paramatma. The karmis, the karma yogis, adopt different limbs, angas of karma yoga, and their attainment is the heavenly planets, or swarga. Therefore, in jnana, yoga, and karma, it is seen that their practice and their goal is difference. For example, the jnanis, after achieving mukti, they leave aside jnana sadhana. The yogis, therefore, once they achieve their sadhya, then they leave their sadhya. As much as they approach their goal, that much they abandon their sadhana. But this is not the case in bhakti, because the sadhana, the practice, and the goal are not different things. Therefore, that Uttam Bhakti is seen in three stages: sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. That bhava bhakti is a semblance or a fraction of that prema bhakti, but all three are still bhakti. It is simply a matter of one maturing into the next stage. Sadhana bhakti matures into bhava bhakti matures into prema. Therefore, even upon the achievement of perfection in bhakti, still, the sadhana bhakti, shravan, kirtan, vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam, acharam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakram, remains. It is simply a matter of the taste increasing. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami has said, what is sadhana? Kriti sadhyan bhavatsa sadhibhav, nitisidasya bhavasya prikatam vidhi sadhyata. Sri Rupa Goswami has described what is sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is the endeavor by these senses to achieve sadhya-bhava, or the eternal mood present eternally in the heart of the jivatma. Therefore, an example is given, just like if something is dirty, If I clean it by a cloth, then what is inside manifests by cleaning. By seven bhakti, that sadhya, that goal manifests. Therefore, everything is not sadhana bhakti. Only if sadhana bhakti is aimed towards the achievement of bhava, then it can be called sadhana bhakti, otherwise not. Therefore, that is called sadhya bhava, eternally present, eternally perfected mood within the heart. If our goal is not bhava, then it cannot be called sadhana. Sri Narottam Das Thakur gives the example of a green mango, which is very sour, but when it ripens, it becomes sweet. In the same way, as one previous stage of bhakti matures into the next stage, it is simply a question of maturity, or that taste thickening. When prem transforms into sneha, sneha transforms into man, man transforms into pranaya, etc., the previous stage is not lost, it simply matures and develops. If I achieve sneha, my prem is not lost. If I achieve prem, then bhava bhakti is not lost. The previous thing remains. Therefore, that essence, the topmost limit of prem is called mahabhava. It is found only in the gopis. It is not even found in other parshads like Rukmini and Satyabhama. Therefore, they prove, what is this uttam bhakti? That desire to strive for Krishna's happiness is divided into three stages, sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. But all three are bhakti. Therefore, in the case of the Advaitavadis, headed by Sri Sankaracharya, some fault is seen in their process. The example is taken like milk. If I add some, Naman Naimik Karan, like turmeric. Shankar. Therefore, like Naimik Karan is given, that is like the souring agent of turmeric, that is put into milk. What's it? Tamarind. If tamarind is added to milk, then that milk transforms to yogurt. That process is irreversible. But bhakti is not like this. The Naimitikaran and the Udup. Therefore, what is Rati? Rati is the essence of the Nidhi Shakti. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami has described Sudasattva Visheshatma Prema Shuryamsa Samrubha. Therefore, what is Sudasattva? What is Visheshatma? You should understand, we should understand that Ragatmik, that pure devotion is always present in the hearts of the Ragatmik devotees who are situated in Goloka Vrindavan. When by that mercy, that Nitya Siddha Bhava enters the heart of a devotee, that is called Sudasattva. Therefore, by the Achintya Shakti of the Supreme Lord, the previous stage of bhakti remains as it is transformed into or thickens into the next stage and the next stage. Therefore, in bhakti, shravan, kirtan, the ninefold process of bhakti is the sadhana. But even in Gopi Bhava, when you enter Goloki Vrindavan, then shravan, kirtan, vishnu, smaran, etc. remains. Therefore, the conclusion is bhakti is perfect because the sadhana and the sadhya remain, both remain.
Bhagavan, Sarva Vyapi, Sahaya Kripa, Ulkam Dasu, Bhuta, Mahabhakti, Bhakti Devyo, Sarsbhyapa. কোন দেশে কোন জীব কোন সময়ে কোন অবস্থাতে ভগবান ভক্তি দেবী সর্বত্র আছে
or ahead omnipresent and show mercy in any circumstances. So billions and billions of
brahmandas,
bhakti is present.
भक्ति सब वशी कार्य
सकल
के वशी को कर
कंट्रोल
एनीवन भागवत ने बोला है
कि एनीवन भक्ति कैन आल्सो कंट्रोल
मुक्ता लीलाया विग्रह
Even the liberated souls accept a
divine.
Even liberated souls desire to obtain a divine body in Vaikuntha and want to serve. Accept the body and serve the Sri
Krishna. Bhakti bina sahayata karma gyan yog tapasya ki kono phal dite pare.
Actually, without bhakti,
bhakti kripa tei তাহলে এই কর্ম জ্ঞান যোগ ফল এই জন্য সমস্ত সাধন সমস্ত সাক্ষর অপেক্ষা ভক্তি পর উৎকর্ষিত স্বতন্ত্রতা স্বপ্রকাশ ইত্যাদি এখন গ্রন্থকার বলছেন ভক্তি সমস্ত গুণ কি সিন্ধু স্বরূপা
मैंने
थोड़ी सी उसकी महिमा वर्णन किया है जैसे महाप्रभु जी ने रूप के शिक्षा के आरंभ में बताया पारावार सिंधु पारावार शून्य गभीर भक्ति रस सिंधु तुम्हारे चखा के परिकार भक्ति एक असीम अनंत कभी रस समुद्र हमें एक बिंदु था वर्णन कर ची पुला के रूप के एक चरखाई भक्ति परिमाणन अद्भुत असंभव
भक्ति इज इनकंपेरेबल
भक्ति की ऐसी अद्भुत महिमा है समस्त जीवों के लिए समस्त जीव मात्र भक्ति लाभ करना ही
चाहिए
भक्ति के जितनी ऐसी महिमा है तो प्राण मात्र को जीव मात्र सब को छोड़कर अखिल चेष्टा पर कृष्ण भजन के लिए सब कुछ चेष्टा कर अखिल कृष्ण के लिए अखिल भोग क्या सब भोगों का सब विषय को छोड़ो संसार का प्रति हमारा कर्तव्य है बच्चे हैं उसे माता पिता है ये मातृ कर्तव्य है
सारे
भौतिक जब तो महापुरुष बन के देखा नाथी के आरंभ कर सुखदेव गोस्वामी
सुखदेव गोस्वामी
हमारे महाप्रभु
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु
सब भक्त बन के देखा विश्वनाथ जी के आरंभ कर
महापुरुष
नित्यानंद
सब भक्ति ने
जो हम देखा
जीवन उद्देश्य
कोनो लोग श्रवण कीर्तन करे यही महिमा साधु संग छड़े दिए क्रियाशन सार करे
जहाँ
भक्ति जीवन उद्देश्य नहीं भक्ति करो निश्चित ही सब शास्त्रे তারা সাধু সঙ্গ করেন হয়তো সাধু সঙ্গে ছিল কিন্তু কোন কথা তার হৃদয় মধ্যে প্রবেশ
করে
সাধু সঙ্গ হলেই হবে মানে থাকলেই
হবে
বলা হয় না যে মাথাতে কি থাকে কুকুর পবিত্র সাধু কে শরীর শির মে হ্যায় साधु संघ का फल क्या है साधु संत उतर करके बैराग विजस्त होगा, असल तत्व ज्ञान अपने आप हो गया निश्चित। और यदि नहीं हुआ उनकी विचार शक्ति निपुण नहीं है, सादे विचार शक्ति निपुण न, सादे विवेक शक्ति अभाव। यहाँ तक कि ताकि भविष्य विकास हो
मनुष्य
पशु तो तार पशु और पशु मैंने
So he's a human, but he acts like an animal.
बोलते हैं कहने क्यों ग्रंथ कार्य मत लो।
This is not the opinion.
शास्त्र प्रमाण दिए
थे। He's giving the evidence of this.
कुमार बिहार जे
बिना बिना निवृत्त पर शुरू कर किया माना था उस अध्याय।
कुमार बिहार जे तू जाएगा ते बोला।
So it has been said in Srimad Bhagavatam.
क्या कथा बोला उसे?
Will not engage in spiritual activities.
परीक्षित महाराज के सुखदेव गोस्वामी बोल छे उत्तम श्लोक नाम बात बिरज जे बिना आज गुरु प्राप्त है शरीर प्राप्त है हृदय गुरु का निर्धारण बयान कुमार गच्छे
इनाप रिसीव्ड अ वेरी हेल्पलेस गुरु और स्टील वन
इज द करके बड़ी बात है कि ये कौन से ना
देन ही इज एक्चुअली किलर ऑफ
दिस कौन हम उत्तर का
सो देयरफॉर
सो ये की हो रहा है
सो वी
आर कौन उत्तर का
You have received a human form of life, but you are acting like a ghost or an animal. How can I give up my
family?
How can I give up my family life? Or then how will I give family life when death comes? You have to give up your beautiful wife anyways. So, now.
पशु प्रकृति
Animals, those are not animals of God.
Look at Babaji.
Not a brother of God. Krishna.
Manushya deha prapta kare.
Someone
is human form of life. Jara sa prapta kare. Akhil chesa parayan
bhaya. Someone is engaging
in all other
endeavors. Someone is engaging in all other endeavors, but he's not engaging in Hari Bhajan. His life
is lost.
तो
मनुष्य कहते चपोटी
श्रेष्ठ है
अभी हम लोग ब्रज में जाएंगे पांच पांच हजार वर्ष से ऊपर के वृक्ष
है
तो लोहार की भावना लोहार
को स्पीक ऑफ़ द बोलो ऑफ़ आयरन स्मिथ है
ना तो स्वास्थ्य किससे
सर बोलो ऑफ़ आयरन स्मिथ
भागते करता पड़ा करता
सो
कि तमरे सुनिए भाग
सर एक्चुअली भागवतम है
चार करिए चार करिए चिंते भागे चार करो
लैंग्वेज ऑफ भागवत विल बी अंडरस्टैंड एक्चुअली,
क्योंकि मनुष्य के साथ आयु ग्रहण वायु ग्रहण करता और त्याग
करने से एक्चुअली
भौतिक प्राण वायु ग्रहण करे
मोर मोर ऑक्सीजन
त्याग करने से समर्थ है,
but eating, smoking and mating is not done by the law of iron smith, but there are animals, buffaloes, cows, they produce many children and babies, and they also eat sleep, and they find, if you are not performing Hari Bhajan, you are worse than all these animals. Therefore, Jiva Goswami
says,
पशु की
व्याख्या
में एक्चुअली एनिमल ह्यूमन शेप्ड एनिमल्स ह्यूमन एनिमल्स
जो लोग अत्यंत उच्च शिक्षित अथवा देश के नेता
हैं,
जगत के बहुत लोग इसका दुर्गान करते हैं, क्या उनका मनुष्य नहीं कहेंगे?
बद्दार अच्छे दिल वाले मनुष्य उत्तर में
कहा है, कानों में
आर्द्र नॉट रियली
मनुष्य, कानों में कभी सामान का नाम
नेवर हर्ड द नेम ऑफ ड्रग्स एल्डर ब्रदर ऑफ द
कुत्ते
प्रेसिडेंट
ऑफ
डॉग्स एक्चुअली डॉग and the hog
is
a stool and what does the
and the
always big by the
Therefore, like Bhagavan is all-pervading, Bhakti Devi is also all-pervading. Therefore, all jeeves at any time, at any condition, any place, or any circumstance have the eligibility to perform bhakti. Bhakti is all-pervading throughout the Vaikuntha planets, and her nature is she can control anyone. Therefore, she is all-attractive. Even Shankaracharya ji has said that she attracts the perfected souls. Mukti api lilanam vigranam bhagavan bhajantam. Even after the attainment of liberation, the liberated souls accept the vigraham, a body, and Leelanam, they enter into the Leela of Bhagawan and perform bhajan, perform seva there. Therefore, without bhakti, the other paths like karma and jnana can never give any results. Therefore, bhakti is the topmost, she is self-illuminating and she is independent. Bhakti is the ocean of all good qualities and the essence of all goals of life. Therefore, in different places, the Shastras have tried to glorify bhakti. Sri Mahaprabhu described to Sri Sanatana Goswami, bhakti is like an unfathomable, unlimited ocean. But Rupa, Sirupa, I'm trying to give you, Sri Sanatana Goswami, I'm trying to give you one drop. Therefore, bhakti is adbhut, astonishing, asamodam. She is unequal to anything. She alone is the supreme goal of all jivas, of all souls. Therefore, we should have that determination to leave everything for her. Akhila chasta parayan, for Krishna's happiness, we should make all endeavors. Akhila bhoktyag, and for his happiness, we should abandon our own material enjoyment. Therefore, if one is thinking, but how I can perform bhajan, I have to serve my mother and father, my children are very small, etc., then you have not understood anything of the glories of bhakti. Just see the lives of the great souls like Sri Nityananda Guru, Sri Mahaprabhu, Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatana, Sri Ramanujacharya, etc., how they left everything to achieve the goal of bhakti. Therefore, that person who leaves Sadhusanga, but still they make a show of performing Shravana Kirtan, that person is definitely the most unfortunate of all. That person is sitting in Harikatha and Satsanga, but taking great care the instructions of the sadhu will not enter their heart. That person is like an animal, like a head louse. A head louse is always with the sadhu, but no benefit, only disturbing. Therefore in sadhu sangha, it must produce the result of renunciation and knowledge. These two must come automatically. Therefore, if we leave sadhu sangha, that means even a semblance of vivek, discrimination intelligence, has not come to us. What to speak of? Complete discrimination. Therefore, Bhagavatam, Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is collecting evidence from many scriptures, saying one who achieves the human form of life but does not perform bhajan of Sri Krishna, that person is like a ghost or like a donkey. And even more so, that person who receives a bona fide guru but leaves him, that person is a killer of their own soul. That person is like a stool or urine drinking animal. Therefore, all endeavors that do not lead us to the achievement of bhakti are useless. Therefore, all good qualities are achieved by the devotee. And if someone has all good qualities without devotion, then they are like ornaments on a dead body. Sukadeva Swami said to Pariksit Maharaj, a tree appears superior because it lives for thousands of years. In Vrindavan, there are some trees we see which are 5,000 years, some trees which are there from Satyayuga. Those trees live for millions of years. Therefore, they may appear superior to human beings. Then someone may say, no, they are not superior because they do not take any breath. Then if that is the case, then the bellows of a blacksmith is superior to a tree. But one may say, but the bellows of a blacksmith get no as good as a chance for Sri Sangha association with women. They cannot have sex and children and everything. Therefore, animals are superior to the bellows of a blacksmith because they can pass semen and all these other things. Therefore, the conclusion is, that person who has the human form of life but does not perform bhajan, that person is like a human-shaped animal, a two-legged animal, but without horn and tail. Therefore, in this world, Bhagavatam says, people worship, ordinary persons worship materialistic persons who have achieved some fame and name and position in society. But those humans are not humans at all. They are worse than a camel, a pig, a dog, or a donkey. For example, we see many big district magistrates, many prime ministers, presidents, temple presidents. They're not doing bhajan, therefore they're like a camel. A camel chews the thorn, and the thorn cuts his tongue, and he drinks his own blood, and he thinks he is very happy. Or the pig, he chews the stool and thinks, such nectar. The dog eats, then vomits, then eats the same thing. And the donkey, he runs behind the wife, and she kicks him in the face. Therefore, those persons who leave Harikatha and the nectar of Harinam, such persons are just like that, because they are leaving nectar and drinking poison. Therefore, they are like crows that leave the mango tree and go to the garbage dump or the neem tree. Therefore, in society, they may have achieved a big position, but if they are not performing Hari Bhajan, they are like camels, donkeys, dogs, or pigs.
ব্যক্তি কীর্তন করে আর কীর্তন করবার যখনই সমাপ্ত হলো তখন আমার পাল্লা শেষ হয়ে গেল, তখন সভাগৃহ থেকে বাহির যে বিষয়ের কথা আবুল তাবুল তার ভক্তি দেবে কিরকম প্রকাশ হচ্ছে, পাল্লা ওই পর্যন্ত শেষ করো না। ওই কীর্তনের অপেক্ষা ওই শ্রবণ করা বেশি
মহাত্মাটি। So don't fear, they may be. If anyone is hearing Harikatha, worshipping Thakurji, reading our bhakti books, if ghosts are, they may be thousand and thousand, but they cannot touch you. You should have a strong faith of this. Never, they cannot touch you. But if you will not do bhajan, and you will be apavitra, thank you, then they may. So always on Krishna, do archan, or always remember in Krishna, katha, then they will not come. Or you have come today to Paitha, Paitha Gram? পৈঠানে কোন কোন বলা কে কে বলেছে তুমি আর অঙ্গরেজি কে বলেছে অঙ্গরেজি ও ইয়ে বলে হ্যাঁ স্পিক দি গ্লোরিফিকেশন অফ পৈঠা গ্রাম। What is the glory?